We know there are a number of difficulties putting together duplications of John Searle's work. It's legendary. Many people are familiar with some of the basic outlines of the story. What we should really clearly state here is, what are the difficulties involved in duplicating the technology which was first built back in 1948 out of parts he was able to get then, as compared with today's environment?
Well, basically, there's no difficulty in duplicating the technology. The only difficulty is money, getting the infrastructure in place to build the devices. Don't forget, back when they were first built in the late 1940s, 1946 was the first ones, financed by the late George Haynes, who only had to pay for the materials. Professor Searle was working at British Rewinds and Repairs in London, and they were a huge factory that was dedicated to building generators of any size, electric motors, winding coils, that sort of thing. All the equipment that he needed to build the SEG was in place there. Magnet presses, multi-ton magnet presses, machine shops, everything was in place. And back then in the 1940s, it didn't cost a lot to build it, but it sure does now. The cost of all the equipment and the cost of the materials has risen by vast sums, and every year that goes by, the costs go up accordingly. That is the difficulty. It's the cost, the sheer cost in manufacturing and building up a manufacturing infrastructure base to build it. If you have, you know, the resources of a giant corporation, say in China or someplace in the United States, that would be no difficulty. You just need do a deal with the Searle organization, with STI, Searle Technologies Incorporated, and start building. But what I think is probably best, and we've seen from bitter experience trying to get a lab and facility going in Thailand, that it's far, far better to build in right here in the United States. England is not into it. They're more into internal combustion and cover-ups. But we can get it going in places where we are now, like California, where the lab is now, San Diego County. And we are pretty much 80% there in terms of our infrastructure. All we need is about $3 million. We can bring Professor Searle over here, hire some more hands, and get the materials we need. Right now, we're R&D, and everything we've done so far has proven the assertions of the past work and the Searle National Space Research Consortium back in England 40, 45 years ago.
Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your participation in the Tesla Academy podcast series. This is as of July 2nd, 2013, in Valley Forge National Park.